Good morning. Over the coming months, I plan to speak from Matthew chapters 5 to 17. Chapters 5 to 7.
在接下来几个月里, 我计划呢, 是讲 马太福音的, 从第五章到第七章的内容。
And these three chapters are normally given a special label.
这三章的经文呢, 给大家一个, 一个标志。
In English, we call them the Sermon on the Mount.
通常呢，这三章呢，在这个圣经里面，我们通常会称之为登山宝训。
But in Chinese, it's slightly different, I think.
可能在中文里面是 一样的。Same. Yeah, same.
Okay. It would be good to turn to Matthew chapter 5 now, and we'll read a couple of verses.
好，那我们大家现在就打开 这个马太福音的第五章。 在新约的第四页。
We will read the last verse in chapter 4 and the first two verses in chapter 5.
我们就读，其实我们应该是读第四节的第四章的最后一节跟第五章的一二节，所以我们要翻回去第三页，最后一节，第四章最后一节是25节。 我们翻到的，我们一起开声来朗读。 当下，有许多人从加利利、利加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒就掏一分钱，他就开口教训他们说：“虚。”OK。
So large crowds of people followed Jesus wherever he went.
所以我们看到就是在他去山上的时候呢，是有当耶稣去到山上的时候，是有一个很多的百姓，就是一大群的百姓是跟随着耶稣上山的。
So he went up a hill and found a nice flat place to sit down.
所以呢，我们看到耶稣是上到山上，找了一个平躺的一个地方呢，就坐下了。And
then the disciples sat down with him to receive his teaching.
我们也看到他的门徒呢，那也围着他就坐下来听他的训导。And
that's the kind of thing that teachers, rabbis in those days, that's the way they did it.
当时的这个坐的这个方式呢，是因为当时如果是就是文士或者老师要教导门徒或者学生的一个方式，就是坐下来，然后围着他就可以开始教导。So
these three chapters have important teaching for the disciples of Jesus.
所以呢，从五章到七章这三节呢，是对他的门徒是一个 很重要的一个教导。And
that means that this teaching was appropriate for his disciples then.
所以呢，因为他这三章的教导，他主要的是针对的是他的门徒所做的教导，所以是针对门徒是合适的。And
it's appropriate for us as we, it's important for us as we read the Bible as disciples of Jesus today.
所以呢，他的这个五到七章的教导对我们来说是也是合适的，因为我们也是跟从他的门徒。而今天我们在读他的教导，就是针对他 亲自教导的门徒的时候，这些话也是对我们说的。
Now you see that from verse 3 through to verse 12, there's a series of 9 sayings.
我们也看到他从第五章的第二节到十一节当中，他所十二节，他是这九节经文是比较一个非常好的九节经文，是非常重要。
We won't be looking at those today, but perhaps we'll come back later at another day to look at those.
但是我们今天呢，不看这九节经文。但是我们之后的时间，就是可能下次或下几次，当我会来讲，再来查考这几节经文。
And for today, we will focus on verses 13 to 16.
我们今天的查考的经文是在第十三节到第十六节。
So let's read. Verse 13,
我们现在开始读，只是十三节。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。
So Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth."
所以耶稣在这里说，你们是世上的盐。
Who is Jesus calling as salt of the earth?
那耶稣在这里说，你们是世上的盐，这你们是谁呢？
Well, then it was his disciples.
在当时他所指的是针对的这个你是世上的盐是他的门徒。
And that today, that means you and me.
在今天的这个意思就是，他因为我们也是他的门徒，他所说你是世上的盐，这个盐就是指你和我。
We are to be the salt of the earth.
我们要成为世上的盐。
So what does salt do?
那么盐有什么作用呢？拿来做什么呢？
I think it's good to remember that we buy salt by going off to the supermarket.
所以呢，在我们的界就是可能我们在可能看到就是当我们去超市买盐的这个途中。
And it's of good quality.
在超市的这个盐呢，你看到的话，这个盐是质量是非常好的。
And in other words, it works well.
从另外一个词的意思就是说做得非常好。
But in Jesus' time, the Israelites got their salt as rock, soft rock from the edge of the Dead Sea.
但是在耶稣的那个时代呢，他的家族人是来自一个岩石。也就是在就是死海附近的那个软一点的石头，石头里面的盐，食盐。
But in those days, if it had been some of it,
在那个时候的那个在因为石头里面盐有的是质量是比较好的。
But some of it may have been flooded or have rubbish in it and was useless.
但是可能当中的有些盐是因为就被水呢就侵蚀了，或者盐味就流失了，然后可能当中呢含着一些垃圾的杂质。
So what does salt do?
所以呢这些盐就没有用了。那么我们来想一下盐的作用是什么？
What do we put salt in our food for?
那我们为什么要在我们的食物里面加盐呢？
Well, it flavors the food, doesn't it?
因为它是让我们的食物变得更好吃。
And salt is often used still today to preserve meat.
而盐的另一个作用是让肉食保鲜，而今天我们也在用这个盐来腌制肉，然后让它保存一段时间。
Fish and meat of many different kinds.
或者是鱼，或者是各种各样的肉类。
Today, salt is used in other things as well.
但是今天的盐呢，会被用作另外的用途。
It's used in various chemical processes.
它广泛应用于很多的这些化学用途当中。
And it's in some countries used to de-ice the road when it's snowing.
有一些国家呢，它用盐来在做过这个道路上的这个除冰。
But in those days, the salt was used only for those two things.
但耶稣的时代。盐仅仅就只是两个作用，一个是调味，另外一个就是腌制肉食，保存肉食。
To give flavor and to preserve meat and so on.
Yeah, 为食物增添味道，或者是呢，还有一个就是来保存肉类。
And that meant that if the salt you got was no good.You wouldn't get any flavor, and you certainly wouldn't be able to preserve your meat or your fish.
那如果说就是当时的人们，如果他得到的盐既不能调味，也不能就是腌制食物的时候
，so would be absolutely useless. There was nothing else they could do with it.
那这样的盐呢，就变得就是毫无用处，因为你不知道要拿它来做什么。
And you couldn't put it in your gardens.
你也没办法把它放在你的花园里作为一个肥料。
So all you could do was throw it on the path where people trampled on it.
那你只能做的就是把它丢在路上，任人们践踏。
So what does this all this mean for us?
那这一些呢，对我们来意味着什么呢？
What does it mean to be the salt of the earth?
那就是作为世上的盐，意味着是要做什么呢？
God doesn't mean we are the smartest people in the world.
而这当我们说是世上的盐的时候，并不意味着我们是世上最聪明的人。
Or that we're clever in some particular way.
也不是我们说在每一个领域是特别聪明能干。
But because we know God and live in the way God intended.
仅仅只是因为我们认识耶稣，而且我们并且按照神的旨意，耶稣的旨意生活。
We should flavor society.
所以我们应该为这个社会添味、调味。
By living to the high standards and conduct, high standards of conduct and good relationships.
好，我通过这个成为社会的这个调味剂来影响这个社会的时候，我们就应当活出高的标准和这个品格或者良，就是跟周围的人有一个良好的人际关系。
And by showing respect and care for other people.
这也就包括了我们应该尊重他人和关怀他人。
And for people in need.
特别是那些有需要的。
Our society seems to get worse and worse.
我们的社会呢，看起来是变得是越来越差了。
And people use rough language today that I would never have been allowed to use when I grew up.
人们现在是说很多这些粗俗的语言，而这些语言呢，或者言语是我在小的时候是不准使用的。
But as Christians,
但是作为基督徒
we can be people who help others around us to live in ways that are good and positive rather than negative.
所以呢，我们应该在我们周围的人群中，就是做榜样的时候，就是我们可以帮助到他人，让他们在说话、行事、为人的时候是更合适的。
So we need to ask ourselves, do our lives bring flavor to our society?
所以我们需要问我们自己几个问题。我们的生命是否为我们周围身边的人带来就是调味的味道，更好的味道。
To the people around us here in Whangarei.
我们在三个位，我们就是我们周边的人。
Do people speak more respectfully and act more politely when we're around?
当我们就是在周围的人的时候，那周围的人是否呢就是更礼貌，更尊重他人？
If not,Are we losing our saltiness?
如果他们没有这样做，我们是否就是失去了我们这个盐的这个作用？
Our presence with other people should help other people to act in better, more polite, helpful ways.
所以呢，我们盐的作用就是，当我们在人的面前时，我们应该所做的是帮助他人，就是更加的变得礼貌或者更加的合宜。
Many years ago, perhaps about 70 to 100 years ago.
很多年前呢，可能是在70到100年前这样。
When big ships were being built.In Northern Ireland.
在北爱尔兰的那个是建造一个大船的时期。
There was a revival in the churches in the area where the shipbuilding was done.
当时呢，在那个造船厂的附近的教会呢，迎来了一次的大复兴。
And many people believed, and the churches grew.
当时的那个区域的很多人呢信了主。
And when that happened, things changed in the shipyard.
所以当越来越多人的信主了之后呢，在造船厂的这些就是环境或者是就开始改变了。
The standard of work improved.
他们的工作标准提高了。
And suddenly, the shipbuilding people found they had a lot more spanners and other equipment.
而在当时，这个造船工人就会发现，就是他们找到了很多更多的扳手或者工具，因为是可能是被偷了的，还回来了。
Because the workmen were bringing.The things they'd stolen back to the company.
所以呢，当时是因为越来越多的人可能曾经偷了这个船里面的扳手或者工具回家，但信主之后呢，自己就悄悄的又还回到这个公司里面去了。
In other words, when the men believed.
另外一个词就是说，当一个人信主之后。
They were changed and they became the salt of the earth.
他们一定会改变，然后他们就成为了这世上的盐。
And there was a whole different level of honesty and goodness and integrity.
因为这个是一个非常高的一个标准，对公义和他的生活的标准是很高的。
And I like that story because it illustrates what it means to be. The salt of the earth.
啊，这个我很喜欢这个故事，是因为这个故事很好的说明了做耶稣的门徒，我们应当如何成为世上的盐，而这个盐也被带来了，就是我们的诚实、善良和正直。
Now let's read the other three verses, verses 14 to 16.
那我们接下来看一下14节到16节。你们是世上的光，常照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So not only are we to be the salt of the earth, but we are to be the light of the world.
所以我们不仅仅只是世上的盐，我们也是世上的光。
As salt, we are to give flavor to society.
所以呢，作为盐呢，我们是要给这个社会做一个调味剂。
And as light, we are to provide light and thereby truth in the darkness around us.
而作为光呢，我们是需要带来真理，而这个真理呢，是需要去照亮到周围的黑暗。
In John chapter 3, Jesus says that men love darkness rather than light.
但在约翰福音第三章，耶稣说人爱黑暗胜过光明。
Because their deeds are evil.
因为他们的行为是恶。
And the world around us can be very dark.
所以我们周围的世界可能会是非常非常黑暗的。
We, like the rest of society, can often think we are making progress as human beings.
我们也常常可能和社会上的别的人也一样，以为我们的社会是越来越进步了的。
And of course, we can build things and do things today that other generations couldn't do.
确实我们在事情在很多的事情上是做了，就是其他年代的事情是做不了的事情，也创造了很多事物。
And sometimes we can forget that that kind of progress does not mean that we are becoming more righteous and good.As individuals.
但是呢，我们所看到的这个越来越进步或者发展的越来越好的这个社会，并不能保证就是会说我们每个人的这个个体会变得越来越公义或者是越来越好。
Our human desires and our thought and our conduct is still evil as always.
因为我们人类的这个本身的这个欲望、思想和行为，其实也是像从前一样的，是充满罪恶。
So as Jesus' disciples, we are called to be the light of the world.
所以呢，作为耶稣的门徒，这也就会是我们被呼召出来成为世界的光。
How do we become the light of the world?
那我们如何在世界上成为光呢？
We can only be light in the world because of our relationship with Jesus.
我们只有在与耶稣有关系连接的时候，我们才能够成为世上的光。
Jesus not only said, "You are the light of the world," to his disciples.
耶稣也没有，只是说你对他的门徒说，你是世上的光。
But he also said, I, Jesus, am the light of the world.
他也说，我耶稣基督是世界的光。
And I think we all are aware that any light we have comes because we are in Jesus, in Christ.
所以我们需要知道一点，就是我们的成为这个世界，任何的我们成为这个世界的光，是因为耶稣在我们里面，是因为耶稣是光的缘故。
Jesus also said, those who follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
耶稣也说，跟从我的人必不在黑暗中行，必要得着生命的光。
And of course, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he said, I'm going, but I'm sending the Holy Spirit to live in you, to guide you and be your, to empower us.
所以呢，在耶稣升天之前呢，他就说了，他说他会差圣灵与我们同在，而这圣灵会指导我们，并赐能力给我们。
So it is the Holy Spirit who enables us to live as light in the world.
所以圣灵会帮助我们能够成为世界的光。
And light and darkness are complete opposites, aren't they?
然后呢，我们看到就是这个黑暗和光是完全的是对立的，是反方向的。
Even if there's just a little light, it's not dark.
即使是一个微弱的光，它绝对就不是黑暗。
So we are, if we are to be the light of the world, we are going to be different from others around us.
所以如果我们是光的话，我们就应该是和周围的人是不同的。
And of course that's because our thinking, our attitudes, and our actions should all be different.
而这个不同呢，是我们就是会在思想、态度和行为上就是不同的。
If we are not different from others, how can we be light in the world?
如果我们跟周围的人都是一样的，我们如何成为世界的光呢？
We are foreigners in a dark world.
因为我们是黑暗世界的外邦人。
You good people know what it's like to be foreigners in a different land.
所以我们很有这个经历，当我们是成为在另外一个土地上的外国人或者外邦人。
And in the Christian life, it is the same issue.
我们基督徒的生命也应当如此，是跟这个世界是不同的。
We need to ask ourselves, do people notice we are different?
那我们需要问问我们自己，就是我们周围的人能看到我们明显的跟他们是不同的吗？
Some Christians seem to try and avoid being different.
因为有的基督徒可能就在试图就是逃避这种跟世人不同的这个点，试图隐藏起来。
But if we're not different, how can we be light in darkness?
但是如果我们跟他们相同，那我们怎么样成为这个世界的光呢？
That's why Jesus says in verse 14 that we are like a city on a hill.
所以这也是正是在十四节当中，神在这里说我们是建在山上的城。
The city or whatever you build on the hill is seen by everyone.
所以这个城市如果是在建在山顶的时候，无论你从哪个方向看，它都是看得出、看得见的，是显眼的。
And so Jesus is saying or meaning that we are going to be different from other people.
而这个在这里的耶稣的意思就是说，我们要成为这个世界，跟这个世界是不同的，我们也是应该让人看见我们的与众不同的。
And it's important. important that we don't try and hide our difference.
所以很重要的一点就是我们不要试图隐藏我们与众不同。
It's the same thing, well, that's also said in verse 15.
这同样的道理也在15节中也说提及了。
I thought about bringing a candle along today, but I can't light a candle here in case it sets off the alarms.
我今天呢，其实我有计划的说带一支蜡烛过来，但是呢，因为在这个建筑当中，我不能点蜡烛，以防呢引发火警。
And then we have the fire engine, and then we have a bill for $1,000 or something like that.
如果我们引发了火灾，可能我们这个建筑物是花了好多好多钱建造的。
But I think the idea is pretty clear, isn't it?
但是我觉得这个观点是非常的明了的。
If you have a candle or a lamp, you light it, and it is set.So that the light shines around.
所以如果是你有一点灯或者是蜡烛的话，你放在一个地方，然后这个光就发出来了。
And you don't take a bottle, bump the bowl over it.
你也不会就是拿一个碗把这个灯或者是蜡烛呢盖在碗底下。
I think Well, it's obviously stupid, isn't it? This picture of having a lamp and then putting the bowl over.
所以我们可以看到这个就是如果拿一个碗把这个蜡烛把它给罩起来的这个行为是非常的愚蠢的一个做法。
So instead of stupidly hiding our light, we need to stand and shine to others.
所以如果是把这个光照起来就尝试就是避免这个光漏出去的这个做法是隐藏自己的光的这个做法是愚蠢的那么我们就应该是把这个光是就是不要隐藏起来把它照耀出去
And verse 16 says So that others will see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven
所以在十六节就说让别人看到我们的好行为他们也会因此来重要我们天上的父。
Of course, the fact that we are different will attract some people more easily.
当然呢因为就是我们这个与众不同也会导致可能也会有别的人会比较尊重我们或者也会吸引到别的人。
But the fact that we are different sometimes upsets and angers people too.
但是我们也会因为我们的与众不同的这个特质，人们也会对我们就是非常的生气、拒绝、抗拒我们。
And of course, Jesus was crucified because the other religious leaders didn't want him this different.Person and they worked to have him crucified.
所以呢，耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的一个缘由，就是因为当时的耶稣是跟这个宗教领袖的不同，所以他们就找了个方法去把他钉死。
So let's just go back to verses 11 and 12 and read them as well.
所以我们返回读十一节到十二节。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们的。
So, Jesus never said being a Christian is easy.
耶稣从来没有说过说基督徒的生活呢是非常的安逸舒适轻松的。
And he's saying here, that we are to be different, and we should, as it were, stand strong and shine our light.
但是他说呢，我们就是面对这个，我们应该在面对逼迫的时候，我们的生命可以充满着，然后我们要站立得稳。
Last week we thought about running the race of life.
上一周呢，我们说了就是这个赛跑的生命。
We are to focus our whole life and effort on knowing Jesus and obeying Him.
我们学习的是就是我们竭尽全力的专注的来认识耶稣，顺服耶稣。
And today Jesus also says, if you know me and trust me.
今天耶稣也同样说，如果你真的是认识我，信靠我。
Don't hide.
不要隐藏。
But stand up and shine out so that others can see our good works and praise God.
所以要站出来。把光照向他人，让他们看到我们的行好行为，并因此赞美神。
May God help each of us to understand what that means in our circumstance, in our lives today.
愿神帮助我们每一个人，让我们在各自的生活当中能够明白，这个我们成为世上的盐、世上的光意味着什么。
Thank you.
谢谢。